Amanda and Helen, it's so great talking with you today. And something exciting is happening at Good Conflict. Tell us about the digital course you just launched.
Absolutely. So we have spent the past few years testing out workshops with real people in real time, people like journalists and politicians and their staffs and school superintendents and nonprofits. And we have learned a lot about what people need right now when it comes to managing and leading in an age of runaway conflict. And we're now taking all of our best tricks and tips and insights and all the research and putting it into this digital masterclass, which is the most in-depth class we have ever done. It's little mini videos that add up to over 4 hours and 6 modules, and it walks people through all 4 steps of our methodology to help people stay sane in a crazy time, I think is the best way to summarize it.
I think as journalists, Amanda, you tell me if you disagree, one thing that I often heard when doing interviews and reporting on different stories was, okay, this all sounds great, but how? How does this work? We want to know. Can you show us? Can you give us a taste of it? Because right now it just seems so ambiguous. It's hard to wrap our heads around it. And so with this course, it's about the how. And that is what we work to do throughout. And even with, in terms of working with leaders and different organizations and kind of reflecting on the feedback that we hear and some of the pain points, it was evident that the how and really making this bite-sized and digestible and something that people could easily process, because conflict, as we know, is not an easy thing to navigate. And so to find a way to be able to share and offer and bring in storytelling and graphics and insights from people that we've learned from in a way in which people can say, okay, now this is starting to make sense. Now I'm understanding why this normal conversation turned into high conflict within a matter of 60 seconds. And, you know, why maybe I should have gone on a good conflict date with somebody instead of, you know, just deciding to send a nasty email and CC everyone in the entire company. So, yeah, it's really about the how.
When I first learned about Good Conflict nearly 2 years ago, one of the things that really attracted me to what you do is the way that you describe your work. And I want to get it right, so I'm going to quickly weed it out, which is when people have the vocabulary, guardrails, and basic skills to investigate conflict and tell new stories, it changes everything. Before we dive into what that really looks like in reality, in real life settings, can you explain what good conflict is and what high conflict is, and why are we in this moment of high conflict?
Sure. You know, this is all something that I think it's fair to say Helen and I came to later than we would have liked. You know, as journalists, we thought we understood conflict pretty well. You know, we cover conflict constantly. That is, you know, if you're a painter, this is your paint, is conflict, if you're a journalist. Eventually, though, as the country got more and more politically polarized, we started to realize that the usual methods of journalism weren't helping. They weren't actually making the conflict better, nor leading necessarily to more understanding. They were sometimes making things worse and more often having no impact at all on the conflict. So we started to investigate in different ways conflict and how to cover it differently. And that's kind of what got us started down this path. And pretty early on, you know, I was following people who had been stuck in really messy conflict, political conflict, gang conflict, all kinds of conflict. And I was asking them, how did you get out? You know, how did you get out? And pretty early on, I realized that was the wrong question. I mean, they told me, they're like, yeah, that's the wrong question. So it's not about getting out of conflict, because we actually need conflict, not just for great storytelling, right? But actually to get better, to get stronger as a individual, as a family, as a country. There is no better path to transformation than healthy conflict, right? So the kind that leaves us, even though it's uncomfortable and challenging, and it can be, you know, it can be frustrating, it can be sad, all the things, it leaves us understanding ourselves, the other person, or the problem a little better. More questions get asked. There are flashes of curiosity instead of just the same negative, hostile emotions over and over. So that's good conflict, right? That's the kind of conflict where you can emerge actually more connected, not less, which is counterintuitive, right? But I think we've all had that experience with loved ones or, you know, even strangers, where it seems like it's going to go one way and then the conflict leaves you understanding something you didn't understand before and you actually feel closer to them in a weird way. And then high conflict is, in the research, sometimes referred to as intractable conflict or malignant conflict. It's the kind of conflict that becomes conflict for conflict's sake. And you're really stuck and it feels that way, where you're having the same recurring patterns of blame and hostility. And, you know, anger is fine in conflict, but contempt is much harder to work with. And in the research, also disgust is very hard to work with. So contempt, disgust, a sense of superiority, a sense of predictability, those are all signs of high conflict.
Can you show me or share with me an example of how you have worked with someone or an organization to go from high conflict to more healthy conflict?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you an example. And this is a group that we recently trained. And actually, it's an organization that exists, and they are working with a number of different organizations. And it's a very innovative approach to helping our society as a whole think differently about the foster care system and government interventions and child protective services, which is, you know, that in and of itself is, there's conflict just riddled throughout. And so these different leaders came together and these groups came together, and they were trained in good conflict recently. And what they did, the leader of one organization, and I just love this, she acknowledged from the very beginning, we are going to have conflict. So she addressed the elephant in the room. She put it out there. We're not hiding from this. We're not running from this. What we're doing right now is we are preparing ourselves for this. How are we going to go about dealing with conflict? We're going to do it in a healthy, constructive way. And how are we going to do that? We are going to learn tools, skills, vocabulary so that we can help one another. And in the course of doing that, we will create a trusted community. We have got to have trust in order for us to have healthy conflict. And so this group goes through the training and they learn about looping. They learn about high versus good conflict. They're learning about the understory, fire starters of conflict, and everything wraps. Everyone walks away. Wow, really looking forward to putting this into use because they're going to have these multiple workshops and sessions together throughout the next couple of years. And within 3 weeks, something happens and there is a major high conflict. And people are going to Facebook and to social media. The news media slightly gets the story wrong, which causes even more conflict. And things were taken out of turn. There was misinformation at play. There's so much confusion and disagreement. And two of these leaders who had been trained in good conflict, they said, okay, I'm really hurt and I'm really disappointed by what you said on social media. And the other said, okay, I can tell that this is a problem for you. Why don't we meet? So they met for coffee and they said, let's start with coffee. And hopefully if things get better, we'll be able to have wine. They start with coffee, they meet, and they explain, and they go through the process. And they said, we just had this workshop, let's loop. Let's find out, why did you share what you share on social media? What do you think the media got wrong in general? This is what I was dealing with. And these were the limitations that I had to face. This is why the story was put out in the way that it was. So they talk through their differences. And the thing that was I so appreciated about the leaders is that they acknowledged that they didn't agree. At no point in this entire conversation did they agree with one another. However, for them, the relationship was so valuable that it was really important and essential to just listen, get a sense of where both sides and where what was happening, and then figure out, okay, what is our plan moving forward? Because as we continue to meet throughout the next several months, things like this are going to continue to come up. And we have got to lead from a place where our teams and the communities that we serve can see what we're doing and model for them so that they in turn will do that for themselves. And so that was an example of just kind of seeing good conflict come to life when it could very quickly have turned into some sort of a fire.
I know that we talked about looping. I know we talked about the understory. What are some other skills that people can gain from this digital course?
Well, we walk people through a series of steps. And the first one that we like to start with is something we learned from conflict mediators who work in very intense conflict zones around the world, and that is to map the conflict. So even if it's a small-scale conflict with your neighbor or whether it's, you know, a civil war, mapping a conflict in a very simple way is a really helpful way to get it out of your head and onto paper. So trying to figure out who are the different players in this conflict, who is escalating the conflict, who is kind of slowing the conflict down, interrupting the conflict, what are the different emotions at play? Often humiliation is a big one that people don't always realize is driving dysfunctional conflict, but is almost always in the mix. And it's, you know, just an exercise that helps people kind of pick their head up out of whatever trench they're in and try to get some distance from the conflict, which is so critical, right, to seeing what you've been missing, because we make a lot of mistakes in conflict and you literally lose your peripheral vision. So mapping the conflict is one way to slow it down and get some space and notice if there are people or angles on this that you have missed or that might bear further investigation, right? And then we take people through a step called investigating the understory, which is probably our favorite step. And this is where we try to figure out, what is this conflict really about? So you're sort of shifting from villain or victim or judge or prosecutor into detective, which is a much better place to be, just spiritually and in every other way. And, you know, if it seems like the conflict is about what you said on X or YouTube, then okay, we could argue about that all day, and maybe we should to some extent. But underneath that, it's really about feeling disrespected, right? To take a lens example, is feeling like betrayed, maybe. And if we can get to that understory more quickly, what is the understory for me and what is the understory for you? Then we have a shot at getting something useful out of this conflict and having the right fight.
Tell us how it goes.
How it goes. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for having this conversation with me. And before we close, I just want to hear one thing that surprised you in the production process of this course. What gave joy? What
so many? Okay, so one thing is, Elena and I think we're a little bit snobby about digital courses. We were like, oh, well, we're not going to do a digital course unless we can make it like fun and amazing. And so we were like, you know, there's so many digital courses out there that we've tried that are just not very compelling to us, right? And so we thought, oh, we'll just bring our like media razzle dazzle to this thing and we're just going to make it amazing. Well, it turns out amazing is a huge amount of work. And that's why it's a lot of trial and error and editing. And I mean, Helena has been going back and forth to these editors and these videos and adding B-roll and graphics. And I mean, it's just a massive, it's like a movie. I mean, it's, you know, we were on set filming this thing for 3 days, which was really fun. We had cupcakes, we had beer. These were all props. We got to throw a phone in a fishbowl full of water, which was very cathartic. So we had a lot of fun with it. For sure. But also, you know, it was surprising just, I mean, it was humbling, I guess I should say. It's sort of like writing a book or other things that, you know, and you think, how hard could it be? Well, hard, it turns out.
That is very true. And I think I was surprised. I wasn't expecting to have conflicts in the course of creating. I had conflict with the editing team. And I remember just, we're missing these moments. And what do you mean one engagement per minute? That's not the way that it goes when it comes to editing stories. And wait, but why would they do it this way? Did they let us know about this in the beginning? Why do I feel bamboozled all of a sudden? I mean, and I found myself at one point, and I remember I told Amanda, I am having fake conversations in my
imaginary. Head. Yeah.
And do you know what's going on? I'm answering myself, which is clearly a sign that something is wrong and that I need to address this head on.
Which is when you said, we need a phone call, right?
I said, let's do this. Let's have a date. And you know what I love? This was the best part.
Yeah,
I had this
is
conflict
truly
date with
adorable.
Our project manager, and he was just phenomenal. He listened. And you know what he did? He looped me. And I said, wow,
Brian, you're looping me. Thank you. And okay, let me check to make sure I understand. And this was, you know, it was a 30-minute conversation that ended up being an hour and 15 minutes. And toward the very end, you know, we were doing some negotiating, I would say. You know, I said, okay, I understand what you need. Here's what we need. Here's what we're expecting. Okay, how do we want to figure this out? And we came up with a plan and we went through all sorts of plans together and brainstormed, and we got one that this one will work just right. Mm-hmm. Got it. And then he says to me, Elaine, you know what? I haven't gone through the entire course yet, but I think that we just had a good conflict. And I said, oh my gosh, we did. Thank you for naming it. That is exactly what just happened. And yeah. So we talked about it. I was just so relieved. And we left in a much better place. And did things go wrong after that? They did. Absolutely.
Of course.
They went wrong. But what we were able to say was, and he would say, okay, Ellen, we have a conflict. We got another conflict. Here's what's happening.
And then he'd say, hopefully we'll make it a good conflict, just like last time. Remember that?
Yes.
He didn't say it like in emails and like, you know, text communication. And it was like, look, he's a project manager. And so all the project managers out there, all the producers out there, you know, there is no way to do these things without some friction.
Yeah.
And what you don't want is for that to get buried and then snap out of nowhere at you and ambush you. So like the fact that, you know, you were able to talk about it is a classic example of what we're talking about, right? There is just no way to do collaborative projects without conflict. I mean,
exactly.
You know, looking back on it, I'm surprised we didn't have more conflict.
Yeah.
It's because a lot of it was remote. You know, we weren't all in the same place, which always raises the odds of dysfunctional conflicts. Anyway, I feel like we could just talk to you all day. I know you have other things to do.
We do enjoy our time with
you, Rhode. But before we go, where can people go to get this digital course?
So they can check it out at thegoodconflict.com, which is our website. And we are putting snippets of it, by the way, up on YouTube for free. And also we are constantly creating new original content that's fun and lighthearted and useful tips and tricks that you can find on Instagram or LinkedIn or TikTok, all the places. And The Good Conflict is the handle for pretty much all those places.
All the places. Thank you so much for talking with me. It's a joy.
Thank you, Chi.
Thank you, Chi.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.